Welcome back to Free Marijuana Podcast. I'm here with a grower, distributor, connoisseur. Alan, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, no, you can't nod when you're on radio. People can't see that.
Okay, gotcha.
You have to speak.
Gotcha.
Right. So, okay, I'm playing with you, of course. Tell me about MIPS. I keep hearing this term, MIP.
MIP is a medically infused product license, basically, okay. Here in the state of Colorado.
Okay.
Which essentially is for marijuana. And the state has several licenses. One is to grow marijuana. Two is to distribute marijuana, which is known as a dispensary. And the MIP is for creating products in the marijuana
what
industry.
What kind of products? What do you mean product?
Any type of products from baked goods, like edibles,
okay.
to vape pens, oil, chocolates.
What do you mean? What about the stuff you put on your skin? Is that a MIP, serums and lotions?
Well, a MIP essentially it allows you to extract marijuana.
Okay.
And in order to extract marijuana, there has to be some type of mechanism that you extract marijuana with,
right.
Meaning that
a machine,
a process, exactly. And so, a MIP essentially is a facility that has to be approved by the state and the fire department and the Marijuana Enforcement Division. So that you can legally create these products and make these products.
Oh, okay. So I can't just do this in my kitchen.
You shouldn't do that in your kitchen.
Okay. So you have to actually put up a facility. You have to make sure it's okay with the fire department. And then
yes.
You bring in the Marijuana Enforcement Division. And then you get a special license just for this.
That's correct. And, you know, when extracting marijuana, there's several methods.
Mm-hmm.
In Colorado right now, the methods that are allowed are butane, propane, CO2, ethanol, and
okay, so people can die. This can blow up. I mean,
it
hence
can
the
blow
fire
up.
Department.
It can blow up, and the whole reason with a MIP is it's heavily regulated by the fire department, and you know, years ago, people were doing this in their backyard, in their basements, in their garages, and they were doing it. They were doing it in a process that was very dangerous.
Yeah.
With the laws with owning a MIP now, you have to do a closed loop process.
Okay, that's an interesting term, closed loop. What does that mean?
It means you're not going to blow yourself up.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you for putting it into simple terms.
Yeah, for simple terms. But it just makes a safer process, and everything has to be done underneath a hood that is explosion proof.
Okay.
So you've got extra levels of safety for the operator of the machine.
So this is going to cost some money. This isn't a guy with a Bunsen burner and a butane and a bag of pot.
Correct.
So this has got to really cost money. There's got to be probably exits on how do you get out of these
exactly.
facilities. Water, you know.
Explosion proof, the right ventilation to make sure that there are no toxins in the air for the employees. It has to be OSHA certified.
Right.
Also, a MIP can have and usually have a kitchen aspect to it, where they can bake goods that they would make from the oil that they extract from one of the extraction.
Okay, so they pull the oil out of the plant. They have the oil, mm-hmm. and then they can put it into anything they want: brownies, cookies, cupcakes.
Correct. Vape pens.
Stir fry.
Coffee, tea, I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
Okay, on our next episode, I want to ask you a little bit more about some of the wacky products that you're seeing out there.
Okay. Sounds good.